The murder of Stangerson was an incident which was entirely unexpected, but which could hardly in any case have been prevented. Through it, as you know, I came into possession of the pills, the existence of which I had already surmised. You see, the whole thing is a chain of logical sequences without a break or flaw.
"This is wonderful," I cried. "Your merits should be publicly recognized. You should publish an account of the case. If you won't, I will for you."
"You may do what you like, Doctor," he answered. "See here," he continued, handing a paper over to me. "Look at this." It was the Echo for the day, and the paragraph to which he pointed was devoted to the case in question. "The public," it said, "have lost a sensational treat through the sudden death of the man Hope, who was suspected of the murder of Mr. Enoch Drebber and of Mr. Joseph Stangerson. The details of the case will probably be never known now, though we are informed upon good authority that the crime was the result of an old-standing and romantic feud in which love and Mormonism bore a part. It seems that both the victims belonged in their younger days to the Latter-day Saints, and Hope, the deceased prisoner, hails also from Salt Lake City. If the case has had no other effect, it at least brings out in the most striking manner the efficiency of our detective police force, and will serve as a lesson to all foreigners that they will do wisely to settle their feuds at home, and not to carry them on to British soil. It is an open secret that the credit of this smart capture belongs entirely to the well-known Scotland Yard officials, Messrs. Lestrade and Gregson. The man was apprehended, it appears, in the rooms of a certain Mr. Sherlock Holmes, who has himself, as an amateur, shown some talent in the detective line, and who, with such instructors, may hope in time to attain some degree of their skill. It is expected a testimonial of some sort will be presented to the two officers as a fitting recognition of their services."
"Didn't I tell you so when we started?" cried Sherlock Holmes with a laugh. "That's the result of all our study in scarlet, to get them a testimonial."
"Never mind," I answered. "I have all the facts in my journal, and the public shall know them. In the meantime, you must make yourself contented by the consciousness of success, like the Roman miser. Populus me sibilat, ac mihi plaudo, ipsi domi simul ac numos contempla in arca."